As we enter 2026, we thought it might be a good time to reflect on some of the best memoirs that came out in 2025. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares 9 memorable releases from this intriguing, illuminating genre. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Listeners know how tough I can be on widow memoirs, and my own widow memoir is having a 30th anniversary this year, which you might have heard me discuss with Tom Hall just yesterday. I don't think I've ever read another one I thought of more highly than Memorial Days by Geraldine Brooks. On Memorial Day 2019, Tony Horowitz, Brooks's 60-year-old husband, also a famous author and foreign correspondent, collapsed on a street of Washington, D.C. 3 hectic years later, she had to stop moving forward and take time to heal. Warmly companionable and life-affirming, the book itself is a brilliant restorative act of kindness, offering real comfort and inspiration. I Dream of Joni by Henry Alford is part memoir, part pop culture romp, a playful, gossipy, meticulously researched compendium of everything you've ever wanted to know about Joni Mitchell. If you love Joni, you'll love this book, I promise. I was also wild about Not My Type by E. Jean Carroll, in which the longtime advice columnist for Elle magazine, who was raped by Donald Trump in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman in the 1990s, gleefully recounts her lawsuits against him for assault and defamation of character. Listening to her tell of her triumph is a rare relief from the misery of our current situation. In Mother Mary Comes to Me, the great Indian novelist Arundhati Roy, author of The God of Small Things, remembers her unbelievably difficult and abusive mother with surprising affection. It's also a fascinating history of Roy's literary career, for which she has been vilified in her home country. Poor India comes off as a real mess, but it's definitely her mess, and she loves it. Another very difficult mother belongs to Molly Jong Fast, daughter of Erica Jong, in her memoir, How to Lose Your Mother. Despite the fact that 2023 was the 50th anniversary of her mother's famous novel, Fear of Flying, this was a terrible year for Molly's family. Her alcoholic mother and fast-fading stepfather had to be pried out of their apartment and moved very unhappily to assisted living. Simultaneously, her husband learned he had a malignant mass on his pancreas, and his own father was failing. And there's more. The Kirkus reviewer hit the nail on the head. It's the best book she could have written about the worst year of her life. If you kind of hate Facebook, you'll probably love Careless People by Sarah Wynne Williams, the history of her employment at what turns out to be a snake pit full of morons letting giant baby man Mark Zuckerberg beat them at board games. On the other end of the competency spectrum, we find Joyride, a memoir of the great career of Susan Orlean in narrative nonfiction, taking us behind the scenes of bestsellers like The Orchid Thief and The Library Book. Also pretty good at what he did was artist Henderson's drug smuggler dad, who died in a suspicious plane crash when she was just 5, the only passenger on the plane. No Ordinary Bird reconstructs his life with feeling and skill. And finally, we haven't yet covered They All Came to Barney's, a memoir by the grandson of the department store innovator Barney Pressman, founder of the lost New York retail landmark. As the thoughtful Kirkus reviewer put it, Jean Pressman's account is a glittering, dishy time capsule of a paradise lost, as charming and arrogant and blustery as its author.
All of the books we mentioned are listed on our website with links to the original coverage. Marian Winnick celebrates the 30th birthday of her own memoir, First Comes Love, tomorrow night, January 8th, in conversation with Laura Lippman at the Ivy Bookshop at 6 p.m. Hope to see you there. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.